Have you ever wondered if the Bible has anything to say about tattoos? The answer might surprise you. In today's world, where tattoos are increasingly popular, understanding the biblical perspective can offer profound insights. Join us as we explore this fascinating topic, uncovering truths that might just astonish you. Let's delve into scripture and discover God's message about tattoos together. When we turn to the Old Testament, particularly the book of Leviticus, we encounter a direct reference to tattoos. Leviticus 19:28 says, "You shall not make any cuts on your body for the dead or tattoo yourselves. I am the Lord." This command was given to the Israelites within a larger framework of laws aimed at setting them apart from neighboring pagan cultures. In those ancient times, tattooing was frequently linked to pagan rituals and idolatrous practices. The Israelites were called to be a holy people, distinct in their worship and way of life. This law served as a safeguard against adopting the customs of surrounding nations that were contrary to their covenant relationship with God. To fully grasp this, we must consider the cultural and historical context. The prohibition against tattoos was one aspect of a broader set of purity laws meant to preserve the Israelites' distinct identity and faithfulness to God. It was a visible sign of their separation from pagan influences and their dedication to the Lord. Today, as Christians, we are not bound by these Old Testament laws in the same way. However, the principle of honoring God with our bodies remains significant. While the cultural context has changed, the underlying call to live a life set apart for God endures. Moreover, the Old Testament laws were given to address specific issues of the time, including health and social practices. Tattooing, as it was known then, often involved dangerous methods and idolatrous symbols. By prohibiting tattoos, God was also protecting his people from physical harm and spiritual corruption. So the Old Testament's take on tattoos wasn't just about the act itself, but about staying distinct and devoted to God. Today, we can take that principle and ask ourselves how we can honor God with our bodies in a way that reflects our faith in Christ. As we move to the New Testament, the focus shifts from specific regulations to broader principles of living a life that glorifies God. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 reminds us, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price, so glorify God in your body." This profound passage highlights the sanctity of our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit. It calls us to consider how we treat our bodies, including the decisions we make about tattoos. While the New Testament does not explicitly address tattoos, it encourages believers to make choices that reflect their identity in Christ. Our bodies are not merely our own, they belong to God. This truth should guide us in every decision, including whether or not to get a tattoo. The key question is whether our actions, including body art, glorify God and align with our witness as followers of Jesus. Furthermore, the principle of Christian liberty comes into play. In areas where the Bible is not explicit, we have freedom, but this freedom should be exercised with wisdom and love. Romans 14:23 reminds us that whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. If getting a tattoo comes from a place of genuine faith and not rebellion or vanity, it can be seen as an acceptable personal choice. It's also important to consider our motives. Are we seeking to honor God with our decision, or are we conforming to societal pressures? The Bible teaches that God looks at the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. Therefore, whether or not to get a tattoo should be a decision made prayerfully and thoughtfully, with a heart aimed at glorifying God. Moreover, our freedom in Christ is not a license to indulge in everything the world offers. Paul warns in 1 Corinthians 10:23, "All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up." We must weigh our decisions against their impact on our spiritual growth and our testimony to others. While the New Testament doesn't specifically mention tattoos, it guides us to make wise and grace-filled choices. Remembering that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, we should aim to glorify God in every decision, including those about body art. Throughout the Bible, the emphasis is consistently placed on the condition of our hearts rather than mere outward appearances. Jesus himself rebuked the Pharisees for their focus on external rituals while neglecting the weightier matters of justice, mercy, and faithfulness. Matthew 23:23. In the same way, when considering tattoos, it's crucial to examine our motives and the state of our hearts. Are we seeking to honor God with our decisions, or are we conforming to societal pressures? The Bible teaches that God looks at the heart, 1 Samuel 16:7. Therefore, whether or not to get a tattoo should be a decision made prayerfully and thoughtfully, with a heart aimed at glorifying God. The heart is the wellspring of our actions. Proverbs 4:23 advises us to keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. When we allow God's Spirit to guide our hearts, our decisions, including those about tattoos, will reflect His love and truth. Additionally, we must remember that our faith is not defined by external markers, but by our relationship with God. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith working through love." This principle can be applied to tattoos. What matters most is our faith expressing itself through love. Moreover, our love for others should guide our decisions. Paul teaches in 1 Corinthians 8:9 that we should take care that this right of yours does not somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. If our tattoos could cause another believer to stumble or be led into sin, we must reconsider our choices. Ultimately, our goal should be to live in a way that honors God and reflects His character. Romans 12:1-2 calls us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, and to be transformed by the renewal of our minds. This transformation begins with a heart surrendered to God's will. Ultimately, what matters most is the condition of our hearts. When we strive to honor God in every choice, including tattoos, our actions will naturally reflect our faith and love. Let's always remember to keep our focus on what's truly important, our relationship with God. Another important aspect to consider is the impact of tattoos on our witness as Christians. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. How we present ourselves can influence others' perceptions of our faith and the message of the gospel. Tattoos, like any form of personal expression, can either enhance or hinder our witness. It's essential to reflect on how our tattoos align with our identity as Christ followers. Are they promoting messages that glorify God, or do they convey worldly values? Additionally, we should consider the cultural context in which we live. In some cultures, tattoos are widely accepted and even celebrated, while in others, they may carry negative connotations. Understanding these cultural dynamics can help us make informed decisions that respect and honor those around us. Paul's approach in 1 Corinthians 9:22-23 can guide us. "I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." Our goal should be to remove any barriers that might prevent others from hearing and accepting the gospel. Furthermore, our tattoos can serve as conversation starters about our faith. When approached with sensitivity and wisdom, they can open doors to share our testimony and the transformative power of Christ in our lives. It's an opportunity to explain the reasons behind our choices and how they reflect our relationship with God. However, we must be cautious not to let tattoos become a point of pride or identity that overshadows our true identity in Christ. Our primary focus should always be on glorifying God and pointing others to Him, not on drawing attention to ourselves. Tattoos can actually be a powerful part of our Christian witness. If we think about how they reflect our faith and the message we want to share, they can become a meaningful way to spread the gospel and show God's love to others. Personal testimonies can be powerful examples of how tattoos intersect with faith. Many believers have found that their tattoos tell a story of their spiritual journey, struggles, and redemption. These stories can be compelling witnesses to the grace and mercy of God. For some, tattoos mark significant moments of transformation and commitment to Christ. They serve as visible reminders of God's faithfulness and the new identity they have in Him. Hearing these testimonies can inspire others and provide a deeper understanding of the personal significance behind body art. Moreover, sharing these stories can build bridges within the Christian community. It fosters a spirit of understanding and acceptance, breaking down stereotypes and misconceptions about those who choose to get tattoos. This unity is crucial in reflecting the love and inclusiveness of the body of Christ. Testimonies also highlight the diversity of the church. Every believer's journey is unique, and tattoos can be an expression of that individuality. They remind us that God meets us where we are and uses our distinct experiences for His glory. This diversity enriches the body of Christ and shows that God's love transcends outward appearances. Additionally, personal testimonies about tattoos can address common concerns and questions within the Christian community. They can provide insight into how individuals have navigated their decisions with prayer, seeking counsel, and considering their witness. This can be especially helpful for those who are contemplating getting a tattoo and are unsure about how it aligns with their faith. Hearing from others who have walked this path can offer encouragement and guidance. It emphasizes the importance of seeking God's will and being led by the Holy Spirit in all aspects of life, including decisions about body art. Sharing personal stories about tattoos can really help spread the gospel, bring the church community closer, and guide others thinking about getting tattoos. These testimonies show how God uses our unique journeys and how tattoos can be part of our faith walk. When making decisions about tattoos, the role of community and accountability cannot be overlooked. As believers, we are part of a larger body and our actions can impact others. Seeking the counsel of trusted friends, mentors, and church leaders can provide valuable perspectives and wisdom. Proverbs 15:22 says, "Without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed." Discussing our thoughts and intentions with others who share our faith can help us discern God's will and avoid potential pitfalls. This accountability can also ensure that our motives are pure and that our decisions align with our commitment to honor God. Community support can also provide encouragement and affirmation. Knowing that others are praying for us and supporting our journey can strengthen our resolve to make choices that glorify God. It reminds us that we are not alone in our walk of faith and that we have a network of believers who care for us. Moreover, accountability can help us reflect on the potential long-term implications of our decisions. Tattoos are permanent, and it's important to consider how they will be perceived in different stages of life and in various contexts. Trusted advisors can offer insights that we might not have considered on our own. Talking with our faith community about tattoos can give us great wisdom, support, and accountability. It's a reminder of the value of fellowship and making choices that honor God and build up the church family. Another important aspect to consider is the health and stewardship implications of getting a tattoo. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, and we are called to take care of them. This means considering the health risks associated with tattoos and ensuring that we make informed and responsible decisions. Tattooing involves piercing the skin, which can pose risks such as infections, allergic reactions, and other complications. It's crucial to research and choose reputable tattoo artists and studios that follow proper hygiene and safety standards. This minimizes the risk of health issues and demonstrates good stewardship of our bodies. Stewardship also extends to the financial aspect of getting a tattoo. Tattoos can be expensive, and it's important to consider whether this is the best use of our resources. We must weigh the cost against other financial responsibilities and ensure that our decision aligns with our overall commitment to manage our resources wisely. Furthermore, the permanence of tattoos requires thoughtful consideration. Once a tattoo is done, it is not easily removed. This underscores the importance of making a deliberate and well-considered decision rather than an impulsive one. Thinking about the health and stewardship aspects of getting a tattoo is crucial. It's part of making responsible choices that honor God. Showing that we care for the bodies He gave us and manage our resources wisely. Finally, let's explore the cultural relevance of tattoos and how they can serve as a bridge to connect with others. Tattoos have become a significant part of contemporary culture and can be a way to engage with and understand the world around us. For many people, tattoos are a form of self-expression and art. As Christians, we can appreciate this form of creativity while also considering how it fits into our faith. By engaging with culture thoughtfully and respectfully, we can build relationships and share the love of Christ in meaningful ways. Paul's approach in Acts 17:22-23 is instructive. He engaged with the cultural practices of the Athenians to share the gospel in a way they could understand. Similarly, understanding and respecting the cultural significance of tattoos can open doors for conversations about faith and life. Moreover, tattoos can be an opportunity to demonstrate the inclusiveness of the gospel. Jesus reached out to people from all walks of life, and we are called to do the same. By embracing cultural diversity, including the acceptance of tattoos, we show that the gospel is for everyone. However, it's important to balance cultural relevance with biblical principles. While engaging with culture, we must ensure that our choices reflect our commitment to Christ and do not compromise our witness. Tattoos can help us connect with today's culture and share the gospel in relevant ways. By thoughtfully embracing this cultural aspect, we can show just how inclusive and relevant the Christian faith truly is. In exploring what the Bible says about tattoos, we have uncovered insights that go beyond surface impressions. From the Old Testament's call to holiness and separation to the New Testament's emphasis on glorifying God with our bodies, we see that the principles of faith, wisdom, and love guide our decisions. The condition of our hearts, our motives, and our desire to honor God are paramount. Tattoos can be a meaningful part of our spiritual journey, serving as personal testimonies and opportunities to witness to others. As we navigate this topic, let us seek God's guidance, involve our faith community, and consider the health, stewardship, and cultural relevance of our choices. In all things, may we strive to glorify God and reflect His love to the world. If you found this discussion insightful, please subscribe to the Bible Glow channel for more biblical reflections. We would love to hear your thoughts. What are your views on tattoos from a Christian perspective? Share in the comments below, and let's engage in a thoughtful and respectful dialogue.